Time to interview Tommy Rockliffe, but he's a regular with us right throughout the season, and he joins us. Can you talk to us, Tom, or are you still too crook?
Hey, Jared, how are you?
Pretty well.
I'm feeling all right, mate. We're on the mend, so hopefully we don't miss too long.
Well, the best-case scenario I read today was about 4 weeks. In fact, it was Scoot McClure who told me last night, if you can just miss a month, that'd be a good result.
Yeah, that's probably the best result at the moment. There was an article that came out today that said 2 weeks, but I think that's probably not realistic. I think more looking at probably round 7 at this stage, mm-hmm. but if I can get back for round 5, then that's probably the best case. I can't fly for 6 weeks, so it sort of puts me out of a way trip.
Now, we've all seen a hit to the ribs, but for the listeners out there who haven't seen it, it was a knee. You'd put your arms up, and it was a knee right up under your arms at the top of the rib. It looked extraordinarily painful. You said it was one of the most painful things you've felt. Just take us through the pain compared to, I guess, other big hits that you've copped. How bad was it?
Yeah. Hey, Bruno. It was one of the worst experiences in my life. I've broke my leg, and you obviously know how painful that is. Yours is a little bit worse than mine, but to be running around on the ground and then, like, you're sort of puffing for air as it is anyway, and I'll puff a little bit more than the average player. And then I got the contact, and it was just instant pain. As soon as I felt the contact, I knew I was in a fair bit of strife. And when I hit the deck, I just could not breathe. And it was more sort of, I think, a mental thing for me than anything. When you can't get air in and you're laying on the ground and you... I think I started to go into shock and a little bit of panic because I just couldn't get any air in, and I knew that I was just, as soon as I tried to take a deeper breath, it was just agony, like someone was sort of punching me constantly in the ribs. So it wasn't, was not enjoyable at all.
Cracked a couple of ribs over Christmas, landed on a rock when I shouldn't have landed on a rock, Tommy, but I'm not sure that you're going to get back in a month, unless you're going to kill that pain with some injections. I guess that's all part and parcel of it.
Yeah, I think so. I think the medical staff these days are outstanding, and obviously I've got to go and see the doctor again tomorrow and just make sure all the hole in the lung sort of closed yep. over and there's no complications there. But then it's just how much pain I can tolerate. Obviously, Nigel Lappin played a grand final with this, but I from all reports, he had a fair bit of injections and juice inside him. So it's an amazing world we live in these days, the ability of doctors and stuff to take the pain away. But there's no point sort of risking it, especially early in the year. If I'm not 100%, I don't want to be going out there with local anaesthetic all through me ribcage and stuff, and obviously put myself at risk, but also put the team at risk by not just going out there and performing at a high level.
Yeah, the biggest injury, of course, biggest concern, of course, is that given you've got fractured ribs, that you re-puncture that lung. So you're going to be out for at least until they knit to a large degree, Brownie.
Such a positive off-season compared to the one before it, when you lost a lot of players. You brought in Beams, Christensen, Mitch Robinson to add to a midfield where you're playing. Obviously, Pierce Hanley's out at the moment, but 57-odd points down, you wouldn't have seen that coming. How did Leper judge the performance of the side? Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you kicked 8 goals, and it was the exciting football we probably expected from, I guess, the first minute.
It didn't take long for the pre-season hype to be all over, did it? At half the footy, and now talking about the dodgy old lines again. But to be honest, I think Leopard was probably disappointed. I didn't, obviously haven't been a part of the review or post-game or anything like that, so I'm sure he probably changed his tune a fair bit, but half-time was the best spray I've ever seen him give, and it was well-deserved. And it must have sparked the boys into action. I think they really lifted. And once I went off the ground, they decided to play a different brand of footy and exciting and score. And so they must have turned something around, and something's finally click for the boys and played some really good footy. So I haven't actually followed up with Leper. I've watched a review meeting and so on, and I'll try and get into the footy club tomorrow and have a chat to him and see where he's at. But he knows where this list is at. And he has said several times that he spent last year telling everyone we weren't as bad as they seem, and in this year he's going to have to spend time telling everyone we're not as good as everyone thinks we are. But that's not making an excuse or anything. Credit to Collingwood, they played some really good footy. I think we started the game really well, but we let ourselves down and didn't put any scoreboard pressure on. I think that the biggest thing was our contested footy, and it's been a proven statistic for us over the last couple of years that if we're poor in that area, then we're going to get smashed.
Was there something from the climate that perhaps explained why both you and the Gold Coast were horrendous in the first half for in your case and the whole game for the Suns' case? Was it humid and muggy all week and it just sucked your energy, or did you just come down poorly prepared?
I'd hope we were not poorly prepared, Jared.
I'm talking mentally here, not from a coaching perspective.
And that's what I mean as well. I think I hope we didn't read our own press and people were talking how they were talking us up. And I hope we didn't roll out there and just think it was going to happen for us. I tell you, because I'd be very disappointed, and I'd be having a go at the boys if that was the case. But I don't think that was the case. It was sort of a wetter week up here, and they adapted. To Collingwood's credit, a lot quicker and were a lot cleaner with the footy than what we were, and made us look second rate, which is disappointing because we play in these conditions a lot. So I can't really speak for the Gold Coast or anything like that. I'm not sure that they Melbourne played pretty good footy and so on, but for us it was very disappointing. But to show the way we played in the last quarter and a half, I think it shows we can play good footy. And but you're not going to win many games when you're 56 points down halfway through the third quarter.
It is a trap. I mean, round one is just such an extraordinary round. You had the Sydney Swans play pathetically for three quarters. The Kangaroos play pathetically for four quarters. Even the old Scoot McClure had a bad one yesterday. We had to pull his coat and fire up, but at least he's come back. You've got a big game against the Kangaroos. And both sides need to respond. The worst-case scenario is a competitive loss, but you've got to get 4 points on the board as well.
Yeah, I think we're going down there. We've got the intention to win. They're going to be fired up. We're going to be fired up. We generally match up pretty well against North Melbourne. We have in the past anyway, and they've had a few little list changes. We've had some list changes, so it's going to be probably a midfield battle again. We think we've probably got the defence that can stop them, and there's question marks on our forward line, so I'm sure that'll change a little bit this week, but we've got to be up and going. I think Steph Martin was probably a little bit quiet on the weekend, and Matty Leuenberger, so they'll have a message to send this weekend, as will our whole team. So it is exciting. I wish I could run out there with the boys and get them up and play a really good game down in Melbourne, but this is our first crack. The footy world's down in Melbourne. We want to set a really good example down there and play some really good footy. So I know the boys have got their main session tomorrow, so get through that, then rest up and head down to Melbourne and hopefully walk away with the 4 points and after round two be 1-1 and back on track.
Well, looking forward to seeing a lot of Brisbane Lions members there signing up as well. I haven't got a number in front of us, but now's the time. It's a good ride. And the same for the Kangaroos. Stinker, round one. Did it last year. Need to respond, both clubs. Let's hope it's a great game as well. Appreciate your time again, Tom, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
Tom Rockliffe, the captain of the Lions, who was hit by a bullet in round one, but he'll be back, and so will Killer the Dog.